Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. I was reading my Bible, and I stumbled across this verse. I was in the book of 1 John, and I was praying to God. I was like, God, show me something. I don't know what I'm doing. I've tried to find you. I never found you, though. And then I looked down, and it's the very last verse in the book of 1 John. It's 1 John 5:21. And this really spoke to me, because that's exactly what I'd been doing. I grew up, I have four brothers and a sister. It's a huge family. And my childhood for me was just not good. I was terribly mistreated, like, by my brothers. And I'm sure some of you feel the same way, but it really turned me off from God, because here are these people who were good Christian guys, good Christian people, and I was from a good Christian family. And here they were, just mistreating me badly. I remember sometimes my brother would find it funny, you know, hey, there's little Nate, let's chain him to the piano with some handcuffs. I was just sitting here, Mom, Dad, Mom, you know, just chilling. And I felt, if my own flesh and blood does not love me, or if I don't feel like they love me, how can my God love me? How can this God who created everything even consider me? I remember another time, it was middle of summer, you know, 100 degrees out or so, and, you know, my brother decided, I'm going to dress Nate up in some coats and time to a post outside for a couple hours, because my parents were gone shopping, so, you know, they figured it'd be funny. And you might think it's funny now, and I kind of think it's funny now, but believe me, it wasn't fun. So here I was thinking, how can God love me? I started to have these questions. Is there a God? Does God care? You know, why? I just started to shut him out. I just didn't even think about it. I tried to do anything I could to keep from thinking about those questions. It's kind of like my cleaning philosophy. You know, my mom will say, Nate, go clean your room. So I'll take all my stuff, you know, kind of get it together, go over to my closet, shove it in, and shut the door. My motto is, if it shuts, it's clean. So I tried to occupy my time with anything and everything to keep me from even thinking about me, why, and my personal walk with God, you know, whether he even loves me or not. I made excuses. I'm too busy. I've got too much homework, you know. I just want to see how much new snow the mountain got, you know, snow reports. And I just kept at it. I read and I read and I read. That was how I kept away from it. I just read. I got to the point where I was reading probably 3 or 4 books a week on average. And you guys are probably thinking, yeah, that's why he's so nerdy now. And it's kept up for the last 10 years at least. And I'm just starting to get away from that. It's kind of like how I just made this fake relationship with God to get an A in Bible, you know? I'd say, yeah, I believe in God. I'll write a paper about him if it gets me an A. But it's not real. It doesn't work. Just like if you put all your dirty clothes in the closet, they're going to start to mold. They're going to start to stink, and you can't hide it. I found another verse in the Bible. It's Matthew 11:28. And my Bible's actually right down here. I forgot to grab it. I thought it was Matthew 11:28. Come on. Well, it says, come to me, all who are weak and weary, for you will find refuge in me. I've just begun to find refuge in him. I've just begun to find who I am in him. And I just ask that you take him in, because he can change you. He can give you amazing things, eternal life. And I have a song. It's kind of my prayer to God, and if Shayla and Kevin could come up and help me out with it, I'd just like to close with that. Oh, yeah, I need this, I guess. This is a song I just found recently from one of my new favorite bands. And it just really spoke to me. It's exactly how I was feeling and how I am feeling. And I know that God is out there and that He loves every one of us. You know, my favorite verse, it's kind of almost become cliche, but I don't think it is. It's John 3:16. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son, so that everyone, not just the good people, not just those who get straight A's or who, you know, have really shiny shoes or something, but everybody can have eternal life. So this is my prayer to God, basically.
Farthest edge, there in the silence, You were there. My faith was torn to shreds, hard in the balance, and You were there.
So my closing words for you all are, don't procrastinate. Now is the time to give God your hearts. He has your back. He will have your back for eternity. And He's going to give you eternal life.